Track 3. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt says it's been a non-vintage year, but she's still keeping her glass half full.
In a telltale sign of my age, just as doctors and head teachers all seem to look so young these days, I'm suffering that how-can-another-year-have-passed-already feeling. When the Christmas lights went up in Norwich, I was caught completely by surprise, as if the festive season had crept up on me from behind. I think the weirdness of the past year is partly to blame, as is the fact that last Christmas was very strange, as we had to cancel all our plans at the last minute due to COVID rules changing. Our neighbours kindly donated us a spare chunk of their cooked turkey, as we ended up at home, just the four of us, without having made the necessary provision. I admit this year has not been the best or the easiest, but in the spirit of giving, I've come up with some of my more positive 2021 takeaways. You could describe this column as a glass half full of mulled wine, rather than half empty. Number 1. No more small talk. I've never enjoyed chit-chatting about crops and the weather, unless there really is something to say about crops and the weather, and I've always preferred proper conversations about real stuff. How frustrating were those dinner parties where you had just got into a fascinating discussion with someone you'd never met, and the host tells you everyone has to move? Now, because of the pandemic, it seems no one can be bothered with small talk. We just cut to the chase. Ask someone how they are now, and they usually say a lot more than just fine. I have far deeper conversations with everyone, from my hairdresser to fellow dog walkers, and it's much more satisfying. Number 2. Neighbours from heaven. We live in a tiny village, but there are no fewer than 5 homes occupied by people I would count as close friends. We have WhatsApp groups to do shopping for each other, go for walks together, and have regular curry nights. A built-in social life and support network right on our doorstep. How lucky are we? Number 3. Friends reunited. 2 of my friends who live away now have daughters at the UEA, so I'm getting to see them much more. What a gift. Number 4. Animal House. While I appreciated the cleanliness of our home before we had our dog and cats, there was something missing. Now I come down in the morning and there are 3 eager faces at the kitchen door waiting for me. I was worried our young golden retriever would be a bit wary of the rescue kittens we adopted, but she has welcomed them with open paws. The sibling love is mutual. Sometimes I think animals can teach us humans a thing or two about embracing our differences. Number 5. My BBC Look East colleagues. What a great bunch to be stuck working through a pandemic with. We've had to go through so much change, cope with coming into the office when the city was a ghost town, and put out the same programme with far fewer resources. Some have lost loved ones or been ill themselves, but there's been such camaraderie and teamwork. Number 6. Our NHS. Thank goodness we all appreciate our health workers more than ever after the past 20 months, but I have personal reasons to be extra grateful. Some of my family have to have regular appointments due to ongoing illness, and the care they get is so thoughtful, dedicated and kind. I will never take it for granted. Number 7. Family. If all goes according to plan, we'll be spending Christmas with my relatives for the first time in 3 years. Sadly, we won't have my mum, but the rest of us will raise a glass to her and thank her for creating a family that cares so much about each other. There is nothing more important. Wherever you are and whomever you spend it with, I send you my warmest wishes for a happy and healthy Christmas. Keep that glass half full.
Thank you, Susie, and everyone here at Chatterbox and our listeners wish you a very happy Christmas too.